The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moments of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Today I'll be sharing with you on what I call the pains in the process of God's delight. And I read to you Job chapter 23. From the 8th to the 10th verse, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. I'm backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth walk, but I cannot behold him. He hides himself in the right hand, that I cannot see him. Verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, when God chooses to celebrate you, or when God chooses to make you his center of attraction, or when God chooses to make you a standard or a model to reflect his righteousness, when God chooses to display you before gate of hell to make others to know the level of his investment and interest in your life, as much as it's good, be ready that you're going to go through some pain, some trial, some turbulent season. You know the story about Job in Job chapter 1. The discussion between God Almighty and Satan himself in Job chapter 1 verse 8, the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil? Then Satan said unto the Lord, does Job just fear God for naught? Is it not that because you have made hedge about him on every side, that thou have blessed the works of his hand, is increased in your hand? And Satan said in verse 11 of Job 1, said, but put forth your hand now, touch all that he has, and see whether he will not curse you. Now, Satan was permitted to tamper with the life, business, family of Job, tampered with everything, tampered and crushed Job to zero. But in the midst of all this, Job still maintained his ground with the Lord. Now, what I'm sharing with you today is our painful part in our walk with the Lord. Job was not privileged to the discussion between Satan and the Almighty God. Secondly, God was displaying Job like he loved to display most of us. Every beloved of God, the Lord delights in displaying them. He said, these people have I created for my sake, they shall show forth my praise. So when God sees any of his children that is really walking in love, walking in pattern with God's original plan, God desired to display such a person. But it's not going to be just an exciting story, because the truth about life journey is that life journey is packaged, especially for the righteous that is taking his stand for the Lord, is packaged with some peculiar turbulence, peculiar challenges, different cups we have to drink, different challenges we've got to go through. And things may not really work out as you are expecting it. My word for you this morning is a word of comfort. To comfort those that are downcast, those that are bereaved, those that look as if things are collapsing on every side, those that are almost getting tired of their Christian walk and it seems as if God has traveled, I have good news for you. He has not left you. He has just chosen to keep quiet and see how you're going to go through all that you have learned in his word, all that he has impressed in your heart by his spirit, and see how you're going to scale through it. But the integrity of this work is that there is no progress without a process. Life's journey, if it's from God or with God, is going to be with a process. God doesn't take people up without taking them through the process. Of course, there is no progress without the process, and there is no process without pain. You can see Job's condition, how he went through it, and he lost all the children, lost the businesses, lost everything. Most importantly, do not forget, when you go through the process, your status will be humiliated. The things that you pride in will be deflated. The things that give you strength will be queried and humiliated. It's not just because God has left you in the hand of the devil. No, grace is still there for you. Things might look a bit hard. Things might not be working out the way you expected. You have fasted. You have prayed. You have sowed seed. You have done everything you know how to do. And things are not working out as expected. The good news of it is that scripture says, God is going to make a way out. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There is no temptation that takes you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So be rest assured, all that Job went through was because Job had enough grace to go through it. all you're going through, God has given you grace to go through it. If you are His son, if you are His daughter, if you have been redeemed, God has not left you without grace. His grace is sufficient for you. In fact, His grace is more than enough for you. His grace cannot be exhausted in the midst of this trouble. That's why He is there with you. He sent grace in people to you. He sent grace in visions, in revelation to you. He sent grace by His Spirit to you. He sent grace by His word to you. He reminds you of the covenant, all the promises that He has made with you from the beginning. So yes, your status will be humiliated. Your self-esteem also will be crushed. You are in the process. You have not been thrown away. Your skill will be poorly rewarded. There was a time in the life of Jacob when he was living in the house of Laban. He worked so much and he labored so much, and Laban was paying him peanuts, but he yet worked. By the time God told Jacob to leave, he left not only with what he had worked for, he left highly favored. God gave him a revelation that expanded all that he had and made him so wealthy. Your skill will be poorly rewarded. Your words will be misinterpreted because you are in a process. Joseph was sharing his dream with his brothers. They misinterpreted it. Jesus was talking about his body that will be destroyed in 3 days and that he will rise up again. The people misinterpreted it to mean just the physical temple that is going to be pulled down in 3 days. When you begin to walk in God's plan for your life, the pains in the process will begin to show up in different forms. Your motives will be queried. Your mistakes will be amplified. You saw what Moses did and he ran away for 40 years. The pain in the process will really cost you quite a lot. Do not forget, these pains are not permanent. These pains are just part of the process. There is no process without a pain. I tell you, yes, you are going through it now. You don't have all it takes. You are not having all the things that God has promised you. Things are not really as it ought to be. You are still in the process. In fact, your uprightness will be queried, will be threatened. You remember Daniel when he was there in the king's palace as the minister, to find all the other princes ganging up against him and said, if we're going to have anything against this guy, we're going to have it against his God. And they did it perfectly well. Your uprightness will be queried. But I can tell you, the God who delivered Daniel from the lion's den has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. In fact, His name is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Your efforts will be unacknowledged. You will put in so much and yet nobody is celebrating, nobody is appreciating, nobody is even acknowledging that you are there. You are going through the process. At the right time, when you come out, Job says, when I come out, I shall come forth as gold. We'll go on a short break, and after the break, we'll continue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adioyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Ayankoya Road, Okeado, Ibadan. Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, beside Mayor Blocks, Nayot Extension, Agbofieti, Ibadan. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, Shepherd Hill Nursery Primary and Secondary School, Oritamari, off Elebu, Ibadan.
You're welcome back. Now, for the sake of those just joining us today, we're taking a peculiar teaching on the pain in the process of God's delight. We took our text from the book of Job, chapter 23, from verse 8 to 10, using the life of Job as a case study of some peculiar dark season or gray season that believers go through. Some things just happen contrary. You find yourself at a phase in life that you'd never bargained for. Joseph never bargained, not for once. He never dreamt that he would be sold, never dreamt that he would be a slave boy, never dreamt that he's going to go to prison. Though he was a great dreamer, he never saw all that. God never showed him that. And the things that is not revealed to you are part of the condiment for you to be processed to reality, processed to manifestation. As you are hearing me today, I want to let you know that your trying season is not meant to bring you off track. is meant to primarily prepare you for triumph. Like one of my friends normally say that no trial, no triumph. And I'm saying the same thing to you, that if you don't go through the test, you will not have the full testimony. Do not corrupt the process. I read to you Luke chapter 23 verse 35. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of the Lord. So you find at this point in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, he had every opportunity to corrupt that process. He would have saved himself. And you know that if he had saved himself, we would have today been off track perpetually. He would have avoided the cross. He would have proved to the people that he is the chosen of the Lord. At the tip of his finger, legions of angels would have responded. He said he could pray to his father, and the father would send more than 12 legions of angels to assist him. Yet he didn't do it so that he can bring us in. Do not corrupt the process. Celebrate this season. It's painful. It's not exciting. People are pushing you aside. You're thinking of packing up. You're thinking of withdrawing totally. Things are not as you have designed it to be. No. Celebrate this season. Be like Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10, he said, therefore I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. The Lord is asking me to push it and let you know fully well that his plan for your life has not changed. You are just going through the process. When God is true with you, you are coming out as gold, shining, no blemish. You are well polished. Every form of defect will have been removed, and you'll have been fully made to fit the original design that God has in mind for you. As I speak to you today, I want you to believe God from the depth of your heart that this season is not going to be forever. We may endure for a night. The beauty about process is that this process is not perpetual. You are processed for a phase, and when you are through that phase, if God is taking you up again, he starts a new process with you. This process is leading you to a level of glory. It's leading you to a level of testimony. I believe God with you, that God is going to clothe you with enough grace, clothe you with enough revelation, clothe you with all it takes to pass through this process. You're going to come out of this tunnel called process and come out shining. I believe that God in his infinite mercy will not leave you, will not forsake you, because his word to come to pass in your life. Be like Job. Job said, though he slay me, yet I will still praise him. So no matter what, no matter how, I will still choose to hold on. When you go through this process, all the devil is waiting for is for you to curse God. No matter how tough things may be, in the midst of it, let the devil know this is going to be your best season to still lift up the banner of the Lordship of Jesus over your life. I'll be glad to hear from you. If you have not given your life to the Lord Jesus, I want you to come on board. The best way to live life here on earth is to allow the Maker to have a say into your life. And the only way that can be is by you accepting him as your Lord and Savior. You might have been hearing this program before now and just hearing, but today I believe the Lord is saying that you need to renew your fellowship, renew your commitment with the Lord by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to take this step, just say after me, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. And I pray for you that God will keep and preserve you. I pray for you, as many that you're listening and you're going through some peculiar trial now, I believe that the Lord of favor will see you through. You will not be put to shame. His name will be glorified in your life in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'll be glad to hear from you. Give me a call with the number you're going to hear after this program.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907, 081-2575-4907. Email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless you.